I'll call you tomorrow, I yelled, wishing more than anything that I could explain everything to him right then, knowing I would never be able to. I gunned the engine and peeled out. Edward reached for my hand. Pull over, he said as the house and Charlie disappeared behind us. I can drive, I said through the tears pouring down my cheeks. His long hands unexpectedly gripped my waist, and his foot pushed mine off the gas pedal. He pulled me across his lap, wrenching my hands free of the wheel, and suddenly he was in the driver's seat. The truck didn't swerve an inch. You wouldn't be able to find the house, he explained. Lights flared suddenly behind us. I stared out the back window, eyes wide with horror. It's just Alice, he reassured me. He took my hand again. My mind filled with the image of Charlie in the doorway. The tracker? He heard the end of your performance, Edward said grimly. Charlie? I asked in dread. The tracker followed us. He's running behind us now. My body went cold. Can we outrun him? No, but he sped up as he spoke. The truck's engine whined in protest. My plan suddenly didn't feel so brilliant anymore.